You need to learn to love again. Right now you're sitting there. Something tragic happened. I don't know what it is. It could be a breakup. It could be a divorce. It could be a separation. I don't know. But right now, there's something that happened. And you're stuck on it. You sit there wondering if something could have changed or if you could have done something different, you wouldn't be where you're at right now. Because that's the one person you wanted to be with. That was your soulmate, whether you thought it or not. That was the person that you thought you were destined to be with. But you're not. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know if you left, they left. You both left, what happened, but you need to learn to love again. You had a connection with your significant other, and it was amazing. No matter what, there were bits that you just want to hold on to and keep forever, but you can't anymore. You can't hold on to those bits and pieces anymore. That's not going to do anything for you. I'll just give you a quick backstory of what I went through. I was in love. He was my soulmate. And I loved him with everything, but it was toxic. It was a toxic relationship, and I couldn't do it anymore. I had to let go. We've been broken up for about a year now, but we've been on and off, and it's been a roller coaster. And it was hard. It's hard to let go. It's hard to say goodbye. But the hardest part is learning to love somebody else. Why would you want to love somebody else when that person, that the only person you want to be with, doesn't want to be with you anymore? It's hard. But this is life. You thought life would be easy? You thought you just be born on this earth and you go throughout your life and the first person you meet is going to be your last? That's not how life works. And if it is your first, congratulations. But you need to learn to love again. And that was a huge trial for me to go through. As soon as we broke up, I texted him and reached out and just begged, please come back, let's make it work. But he didn't want to anymore. He left. He's gone. And what I needed to realize, that I need to move on. This is my journey, but I can't, you have to move on by yourself. Yes, people can help you, influence you, whatever. But the thing is like, you need to sit down and you need to move on yourself. You have to realize today's the day that I'm going to detach from my ex or significant other or whatever. And I need to move forward. And if you want to be with someone, go get it. If you're not ready, don't do it. I wasn't ready. I thought I was ready months ago to date. To meet new people. I wasn't. I just wanted to be with him. But I realized that I needed to move on and I needed to learn to love again. Let me tell you something. Love does not come in the same ways. The same way, that's not how it works. And I've had to tell myself this over and over again. The next guy that comes in my life is not going to come the same way as my ex. He's going to come in a different way. And it's not going to feel natural. It's not going to feel natural. As in, you are so used to what you and your ex would do. You were each other's schedule. And now that you're separated, you have to build yourself and you have to figure yourself out again. Which, this next person that comes into your life, it's once they come in and you realize it is going to be natural. It's going to feel natural, but the thing is it's you're not going to be ready for it. It's not going to feel the same. That's the word. It's not going to feel the same as your ex. And that's okay, and you need to realize that. You need to realize that. You need to be vulnerable with love now. You need to tell yourself, I'm done with my ex, and I need to learn to love somebody else. Go on dates. It's hard. Dating is so hard because you'll meet somebody, and then that's not the person you want to be with. You meet somebody else, that's not the person. But it takes time. You need to realize what you want. And the thing that I tell myself is there's specific things from my ex that I'm gonna hold on to. I want these attributes in my ex that I want in my future man that's gonna come in my life. But for whatever reason, your relationship didn't work out, you need to remember those things and make sure your new relationship doesn't have those problems again. But when you date, you have to forget about your ex. You have to let them go, and you have to pretend this is somebody brand new. This is somebody brand new. You gotta give them a chance. Just give them a shot. Fall in love again. You might get your heart broken, and it's okay. The next. But don't just continuously go through these people. If it's not working out, take a break. Do what you gotta do. But if you wanna find love, go find it. But remember, as soon as you get out of a relationship, do not go date and try. I mean, you can if you want, but if you still have feelings for your ex and those, and you haven't built yourself to the point where you're ready to date again, don't do it. Don't throw yourself out there because I never loved myself. I never found that love for myself. I had to build it. And did it take me a week, 2 weeks? No, it took me months to figure out what I want and who I am. And your journey is going to be different. It may take you a week, it may take you a month, it may take you a year. Life is life. Do what makes you happy. But the next person that comes in your life, you need to love them. Love them with everything. And if they don't want to be with you, it's okay. And know that it's okay. But don't let your ex stop you from finding love in someone else. Because there's little things here and there that you're gonna fall in love. Some things are gonna feel natural, some things are gonna feel a little bit different, and that's okay because this is with somebody different. And you guys are gonna build together, and it's gonna be a different relationship. I don't understand why a lot of people think that every relationship that they have to be in has to be exactly the same. No, they don't. When you get in a relationship, you build together. You re-fall in love again and again and again with this person. It's not like you fall in love once and you're good for the rest of your life. No, you need to continuously love this person and fall in love with them every second of every day, over and over and over again. But you need to realize too, it's okay to be alone. Just know that. This is your journey. You have to do it alone. You have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. And I believe in that 110%. I didn't love myself all the way when I was with my ex, and that was something that drew both of us back. But now I love myself and I'm happy by myself. I can go out and do things by myself and I'm okay. And that's where you need to get. You need to sit down no matter how long it takes, and you need to realize I'm gonna get through this and nobody's gonna stop me. I'm gonna go fall in love again and I'm gonna have a future with this person and it's gonna be the best thing ever. And you know what? If something happens, work it out. Sit down, work it out, figure your shit out, and build together. And if this person is toxic, let them go. And then when you're ready to go find somebody else, you meet so many people in life. So many people. Everybody thinks that everyone you have to meet, you have to keep in your life. No, you don't. People come and go all the time. Whether it's your fault, whether it's their fault, whatever. Relationship is a two-way street. Both people need to try and build in the relationship. It's not one or the other. So if you have to let that person go to be the best you that you can be, do it. Do it. Because you want to live your life the way you want to live your life. Don't live your life based on whatever everybody else's opinions are. That's dumb. But now you're to the point where you need to learn to love again. You need to sit down and say, hey, all these people I'm going to meet, if I fall in love again, it's okay. It's okay to fall in love. And I'm telling myself this too, because I've dated a lot of guys. And I always thought, oh my gosh, I'm still in love with my ex, this, that. I will always love my ex, and you always love your ex too, but that love is not going to be the same anymore because you guys aren't compatible anymore. Something happened that made that break. You can't do it anymore, but you still need to have love for that person. But now it's time to love again. Get up and go get it. Because it's okay to fall in love again. And you will fall in love again. And if you live the rest of your life by yourself, you better love yourself to push yourself through that. Everybody gets married so early. And they get in a relationship before they even know somebody. You need to learn to love yourself and then love the other person. And it's gonna be a journey and it's gonna be hard. It's hard because no matter how long you were with this person, your ex, whether it was a couple weeks and you guys spent so much time together, or a couple months or years, or I don't know how long, but no matter what, it hurts. But you need to stop those thoughts whenever you think about them and say, they're not going to control me anymore. They are not going to control me no matter what happens. And tell yourself that nobody else will control you. You're your own human being. You have your thoughts. You have your actions. Don't let anyone change you. And that's that. Learn to love again.